Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
John Siegley and Greg Barnes here from Inside Carolina. Greg, the NCAA tournament brackets were just released yesterday, and I think there's quite a few surprises in there. I don't necessarily think that the number one overall seed shocked anybody with Virginia, but you know, the rest of them, I think it's an interesting discussion to have about which teams were in and which teams got left out.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the most interesting thing about this NCAA tournament is we've known for weeks now that it's going to be wide open. I mean, I think Virginia and Villanova have both done enough to kind of separate themselves from the group, but neither team is infallible. And so I really think there's a handful of teams that can make a run. And I think we're going to see a team nobody picks kind of get to the Final Four. It's going to be one of those types of year where maybe a four or five seed can do it, just because there's a lot of parity. And one thing that we talked about over the weekend is Xavier getting the number one as the last number one overall seed, UNC being their number two, really speaks to the strength of UNC's resume. And I think if the Tar Heels had upset Virginia on Saturday night, we may be talking about UNC being a number one seed. And so a lot of parity across all the regions. And that should make it a very fun week.
Who do you think was the number one team that did not make it in that surprised you?
Well, I think it's got to be Notre Dame. The fact that the Syracuse was the last team in, Notre Dame was the first team out. Even though Syracuse had a better resume than Notre Dame, of course, the Fighting Irish played for a long time without Bonzi Colson, who was the preseason ACC Player of the Year. And so if they have him, they're a completely different team. We saw that in the ACC tournament. And so I would have liked to have seen Notre Dame in just to see what they could have done. But I think that's the one that a lot of people will be talking about.
Thanks for the information, Greg. To get the full scoop on UNC basketball, check out InsideCarolina.com Premium Basketball Message Board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.